Welcome back, everyone, to our Ignite speaker series. I am joined here with Justin Bautista, the keynote speaker for the Ignite Conference 2024. Justin, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Justin Bautista. I am an electrical engineer at the NASA Johnson Space Center. Originally from Los Angeles, California, in a city called Southgate, California. And I am a UC Riverside alum. I graduated in 2014. Shortly thereafter, started working at the Johnson Space Center. I've been there ever since. That's 12 years now in total, including my internship time.
Amazing. I want to start off by saying this is something that you were speaking about in your keynote, that you were, it took 6 years to complete your undergraduate. As a six-year student myself, I completely resonate with that experience and kind of what you were saying about everyone is on their own track, right? Keep your eye on the prize. Were there ever times where you felt like the time was getting to you? Or did you feel like, was it just go, 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 like, we're going to get there when we get there?
Right, it was a little bit of both. I think it really ebbed and flowed, just depended on the day, right, it seems. Like I was talking about in the keynote address, there seems to be, or at least for me growing up, there seemed to have been some sort of formula that was laid out to me as a child. You know, you go to school for 13 years, K through 12, you get your nice high school diploma, maybe you go to college and get a four-year degree, and then you start working right away. And while that's a nice outline or a nice template, that's all it is. And everyone has their own path and their own journey to take. And like you had mentioned, I was always going to be a five-year student. I think it was going to be like four years and maybe two quarters, but we'll call it five. And when I got my internship at the Johnson Space Center, I needed to take a year off from school in order to do that, to pursue that opportunity. And that was a little bit scary and, you know, unnerving at that time, but I knew that if it was in the advance of my career and my education, that it was going to be worth it, even though it did take me 6 years. So I think, again, in the end, I knew it was going to pay off. Sometimes in the moments, it's overwhelming, but as long as we continue to understand that this is for the ultimate goal, a degree and a career, then it's going to be worth it, and then it will work itself out in the end.
I love that experience that you're sharing, because we have a previous episode called Moments of Courage, where there are these moments that we have where it takes one little act or one little thing to put yourself out there for an opportunity, and it ends up changing the whole narrative and your whole path. Do you feel like this was your moment of courage, or do you feel like you have multiple, or was it just that?
Yeah, definitely. There was multiple. I think the one of them that comes to mind was my first internship as an undergraduate student with Southern California Edison here in Santa Ana, California. And so that was actually very similar to, I suppose, that story that was talked about on that other episode. It was me going to a event at the Hub at UCR, or a career day, and putting myself out there and trying to make connections, and I think I got my big break, at least for my first internship there, at that event, which led me to other opportunities. I think throughout all of that, though, what really was important for me was that I was being my authentic self, I was being present in the moment, and that I was prepared for whatever it was that we were talking about. So in the case of that career center day at the Hub, it was all about trying to get a summer internship. When I was at a undergraduate conference called Great Minds in STEM, it was me just being present in the activities for the weekend and making sure that I was participating. And I think all those, again, sort of led to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. In your introduction, they mentioned that you weren't just a student who sat in the class and went home, right? I guess another question that I would like to ask you is, in your opinion, what is one thing an undergraduate student can start doing right now, whether it's they feel it's too late or too early, to improve their chances of their success, of getting that full-time, of getting that internship, that opportunity, their breakthrough?
There's this phrase that comes to mind that no person is an island. You know, we're really interconnected and dependent on each other. I think there might be a false narrative that gets told to us in our society that, you know, there's a strong independent person and that's all there is. But the reality is that, you know, you're a part of a community, you're part of a family, you're part of a group of people, and you're really dependent and you need those folks. And so if you're in class and you're just, you know, going to class, doing the homework, participating with that and not doing anything more, you're really missing out on the other half, I think, of your educational and your professional experience, which is networking, which is getting to know people in your degree as well, not just people that are in your class. If you're not going to office hours, you're missing out on a huge opportunity there as well. Not only to get your questions answered, hey, I'm stuck on this homework assignment, or, you know, I made this mistake on the midterm, can you help me understand where I went wrong? You're missing out on that face-to-face opportunity with your professors in order to build your professional network and to understand, and very much like what we're doing here, what was this person's individual story? How did they achieve success, and how can I learn from that? Or how does, you know, their story sort of align with mine, or where is it common, and what can I do? So that's what I would tell a student that's, you know, in class, doing what they're supposed to, getting good grades, but there's other things that you can do, and it's, again, mostly getting involved. I mentioned office hours, student organizations is a great way of doing that. And also, if you're looking at professional organizations, so a lot of the student orgs are student chapters of a professional organization. Like I said, I'm an electrical engineer. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, IEEE, I with three E's, that's the professional organization that's meant for electrical engineers. And so you can also get involved with them, again, as a student, and get connected that way.
Mm-hmm. As a ship member, as I was telling you before.
Ship as well. Yes.
I feel like it goes back to what you were saying about being your true authentic self and, you know, finding those communities that can relate to you and where you can feel like you can really bring that out and express that. So thank you for that advice. I guess my last question and topic, as I mentioned, it's my last quarter, right? I'm graduating. But for everyone out there, right, who, kind of you were saying, goes to class and gets their good grades and whatnot, what is one thing you miss about being an undergraduate student that you think students now should take more advantage of, or like an experience, a resource, a place on campus that's cool, anything?
Man, I really miss hiking to the sea. I guess isn't strictly related to, you know, going to class and things like that, but, you know, taking some time to be with nature, being away from my device, being away from the normal churn of homework assignments and everything else. It was just nice to get a good sweat in, to hike up to the sea, to sit up there, look down at the valley, mm-hmm. seeing campus, seeing all the car lights, you know, from the freeways zipping by. It's just very peaceful. And so I do miss that, especially now since I live in Houston, Texas, and Houston is a very, very flat area. It's a really grasslands and like wetlands and things like that. So there's no hills or mountains to speak of. So I think I'll have to go with the sea. I really do miss the mountains. Mount Rubidoux, Box Springs Mountain, and hiking to the sea.
I love that. I have to ask though, was the journey to the sea as treacherous then as it is now?
Well, there's that new train that goes through right down there, right? I think mm-hmm. there's like a Metrolink that goes down to Paris, California, if I'm not mistaken. So I actually don't know if I wanted to hike today, how would I even get up to the sea? I'm sure it's just as treacherous today. Maybe a little bit more because of that train.
Thank you so much for sharing. I love that.
Of course.
The non-engineering side, because we all have to stay connected with our, I guess, our natural selves. I don't do it as much as I should.
Yeah, there's a holistic part of ourselves, right? That's non-technical, and we should really be, you know, tending and caring to that side of ourselves as well.
Thank you, Justin. Do you have any last remarks for our listeners? Anything that you would want them to take away from this, besides all the great things you've already shared?
Oh, thank you. I hope that, you know, students and folks can understand that, again, life is not a straight line. There's going to be some trials and tribulations. There's going to be some times that it's going to feel pretty tough and you want to throw in the towel, but, you know, don't throw in the towel. Continue to push through it and work hard. And I honestly believe that it'll all work out in the end.
Thank you so much. Again, this is Justin Bautista, our keynote speaker from the Ignite Conference. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.